Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
We have Dan today for Am I Wrong? Good morning, Dan.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, Dan.
We're good. How are you?
I'm great.
Dan, are you? You seem real like you're in a really good mood. Typically, this is a segment reserved for people who are arguing with someone.
It's my ex-wife, Sasha. You know, I need to know if I'm wrong or not.
Okay.
This one little issue.
Yeah, what is the little issue?
Well, we're divorced, obviously.
Because she's your ex-wife, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It'd be awkward if you were still married to your ex-wife.
Yeah.
Right. But she likes to hang out with my mom.
She likes to hang out with your mom.
Right.
What does she and your mom do still? Like,
my mom likes to, you know, have a drink or two, so they meet for happy hour occasionally.
Really?
Then my mom comes back and reports to me about, that she's dating somebody. I really want to just cut it off completely.
Yeah.
I told my mom, but they just keep on meeting up.
You don't want to hear from your mom about your ex-wife's new boyfriend. I get it.
Yeah, I get that too.
You said her name's Sasha?
Yes.
Well, this should be fun. Let's call your ex-wife.
Hello.
Is this Sasha?
It is.
Sasha, good morning. How are you?
I'm so good.
Oh, you seem really good. Yeah. Sasha, it's Mark K, by the way, with Megan. We're from 95.1 WAPE.
Hey, Sasha.
Okay. Hi.
Cool, right?
Hi.
Yeah.
Oh, also, we have your ex-husband on the phone. Dan, say hi to your ex-wife.
Hi, Sasha. How are you?
Hi. Isn't this delightful?
Isn't this fun? Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Megan, tell her why we're calling.
Well, Dan actually told us that you still hang out with his mom, and he's kind of pissed about it. He doesn't really want that to happen anymore.
Yeah, he wants you to stop hanging out with his mom.
Do you hang out with her a lot?
Yeah, I do. I don't understand. You're calling me from the radio station.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest with you. You seem to have a real good grasp of what's happening.
Okay.
But I guess what Dan doesn't understand is, why do you still like go out drinking with his mom and tell her about your new boyfriends and things?
Because we're friends. She's my friend.
Yeah.
We have a friendship, and I don't see the problem with that. He called you as an adult man, and he said, "Why is my ex-wife
Okay, hang on. That's basically the other. Hang on one second, you hear? Don't.
That's not how I talk.
Okay. 340-9595. Should she have to stop hanging out with her ex-husband's mom? It's the Big A Morning Mass. Your phone calls, and let's start. Yeah, right now. By the way, let's start with Sherry. Sherry in Arlington. Hi, how are you?
Hi, how y'all doing?
Oh, we're good, Sherry. What'd you want to say? What's your take on this whole issue?
Well, I think that it does sound a little weird. I mean, if they have kids together, that's great, you know, but since they're divorced, I think they might be a little jealous because his mom's hanging out with his ex-wife.
Yeah.
If they had kids together, what do you mean? That would make it okay to like hang out with the mom?
Because she would want to see her grandkids.
Yeah, that would make more sense.
Yeah, but they're not taking the grandkids to happy hour. I mean, I would hope.
But it just makes sense to have a relationship with her if she does have kids, because they will still need to see their grandma.
All right, I see.
It's a good balance.
I got it. Hey, thanks for calling. Christina from Callahan, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. What do you think about this whole situation?
I think she's in the right. She divorced him, not her.
She divorced the guy, not the mom.
Exactly. She didn't have any kind of physical relationship with the mother, so why not?
Well, we don't know.
Well, I mean, if she did, whatever.
Yeah. Depends on what part of town they're calling.
That would be way weird.
That is true. But I think she's in the right.
So she can go ahead, even though she's divorced from this guy, she can go ahead and still, go to happy hour with his mom and talk about her boyfriends, and he should just shut up.
I don't see why not. he doesn't go, so why the hell not?
All right. Hey, thanks for calling. WAP, good morning. Hi, who's this?
This is Alex.
Hey, Alex, what's your take?
Hey, I just think, it's a little weird. I can understand why Dan doesn't want her, you know, hanging out with his mom. I don't think that she should be nasty towards him, but or her for that matter, but I don't think they should be hanging out, like, outside of, like they said, if they had kids or something.
Yeah. Especially if she's talking about her new boyfriends and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly. That's too far. That's crossing a line that, you know, should not be crossed, especially because they're divorced.
We appreciate your call. 340-9595. What do you think? Who's right? Who's wrong? It's the Big A Morning Mess. Samantha from Mandarin, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Doing great. What's your take on this situation?
Well, I at first didn't hear the first part when you were talking to them, but I did hear you saying about hanging out with your mother-in-law after you guys are divorced.
Yeah.
I'm actually extremely close with my ex-husband's family, and we do not have children.
Really?
Oh, really?
Why is that? Why are you still close with them?
I think it's because when he and I got together, we were really young. I was 18, and, you know, we were together for almost 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
His family grew into my family. Like, I actually just became the godmother to one of his, you know, his sister's kids.
Totally awkward.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But the
more awkward part is she had twins, and the other godmother is his new wife, who I actually really get along with.
Wait a minute. They had twins, and they chose two different godparents for them?
Yep. That was actually a topic they talked about, too. But, yeah, they have twins, and they have different godmothers and godfathers.
That's totally weird.
That's interesting. Huh.
All right. Well, listen, so you say it's A-okay, and as long as, you know, they're friends, there's no problem.
Yeah. I mean, obviously he has to be okay with it. At the end of the day, it is his mother.
Right.
But I mean, if they didn't break up on horrible terms, which my ex and I didn't, I really don't see an issue with it.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling. Pamela, how are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Hey, what's your take, Pamela?
I feel like the guy should allow his girlfriend to be friends with his mother. Because, I mean, for one, they were together. It's not reason to divorce or his mother or anything, but he needs to get over it. And if he doesn't want to hear about his girlfriend's or new boyfriend's, then he needs to tell his mom, look, you guys can be friends, but I don't want to hear it.
Right.
Yeah, maybe that's what.
Yeah, I can understand that. I can understand him not wanting to hear about that.
Yeah. Jealous.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
Yeah,
so it seems
definitely.
Like most people are like, look, it's fine for them to be friends. Get over yourself.
Yeah.
Let's break the news to him. Well, look, Dan, a lot of people are saying Sasha can still be friends with your mom. You know,
it's, well, a lot of people suck.
Well, that's true. That is true. But you know, there's really very little you can do about that. Is it just maybe something you could just realize doesn't even concern you anymore, really?
Why would I have that realization? Like I'm just going to have to sit down with my mom. I mean, I thought this channel would work, but obviously
yeah, maybe we should call your mom tomorrow for Am I Wrong? Am I Wrong Part 2. We'll call Dan's mom.
Let's set it up. I'm ready.
Okay, all right. Okay, perfect. Okay, hang on.
Yeah,
one.
That'll work. Let's just see how many people you can make miserable in your life. You can't be happy. Neither can you either. Yeah. Try that, Dan.
Okay. Oh, I like her. Hang on one second.
I do too.
It's the Big A Morning Mess.
Why don't you marry her?
No, I'm already married. My wife. I'm already married. Hang on. Maybe we'll just go for drinks or something, though.
Yeah.
It's the Big A Morning
With
Mess.
With your mom.
We'll be right back. Call Dan's mom. We'll party at 11.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big A mobile app.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.